2312. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Jaya Radha Rava, Jaya Kunj Bihari. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Govinda jay jay pal jay jay Govinda jay jay pal jay jay Govinda jay jay pal jay jay Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jay Jay Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jay Jay Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. जय गुर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल बोल हरि बोल जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 पाद प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमस्वामी परवीय स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमद भचन अरविंद भक्तिदान स्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की अंदर कोटि वैष्णवी साम वेद भक्तंद की ग्रंथराज श्री श्रीमद भागवतम की श्री श्री भगवदगीता जी की श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकादेव जी की श्री राधा कुंज बिहारी जी की सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जी की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ दुंदे सुभद्रा जी की श्री गौर निताई जी की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली लीडर्स ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली लीडर्स ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली लीडर्स ऑल ग्लोरीज ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are discussing today from Canto 2, Chapter 3, and verse number 12. This chapter is titled Pure Devotional Service. Jnanam yada apati nivritta gunormi chakram atma prasada उतयत्र गुणेशो असंगः कैवल्य सम्मतः ततस्तु अथ भक्तियोगः को निर्वृतो हरिकथासु रतिं न कुर्यात् This is Brahma Sangha lyric, you know. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha Mani prakara Laksha vriteshu surabhir abhipalayantam Lakshmi sahasra shatasambrama सेव्यमानम् गोविंदमादि पुरुषम् गोविंदमादि तमहं भजामि ज्ञानं यदा प्रतिनिवृत्त गुणोर्मि चक्रम् आत्मप्रसाद उतयत्र गुणेषु असंगः कैवल्यसम्मतपथस् तु अथ भक्तियोगः को निर्वृतो हरिकथासु ಪ್ರತಿನಿವೃತ್ತ ಗುಣೋರ್ವಿಚಕ್ರಂ ಆತ್ಮಪ್ರಸಾದ ಯತ್ರ ಗುಣೇಶು ಅಸಂಗಃ ಕೈವಲ್ಯ ಸಮ್ಮತಪಥಸ್ ತು ಅಥ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಃ ಕೋ ನಿರ್ವೃತೋ ಹರಿ ಕಥಾಸು ಪ್ರತಿಂ ನ ಕುರ್ಯಾತ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಯದಾ ಪ್ರತಿನಿವೃತ್ತ ಗುಣೋರ್ವಿಚಕ್ರಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಯದಾ ಪ್ರತಿನಿವೃತ್ತ ಗುಣೋರ್ಮಿಚಕ್ರಂ ಆತ್ಮಪ್ರಸಾದ ಉತಯತ್ರ ಗುಣೇಶು ಅಸಂಗಃ ಕೈವಲ್ಯ ಸಮ್ಮತಪಥಸ್ತು ಅಥ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಃ ಕೋ ನಿರ್ವೃತೋ ಹರಿ ಕಥಾಸು ರತಿಂ ನ ಕುರ್ಯಾತ್. We'll go to the equivalent. Jnanam, knowledge, yad, that, that which, are, up to the limit of, pratinivritta, completely withdrawn, gunavurmi, the waves of the material modes, ಚಕ್ರಂ ವರ್ಲ್ಪೂಲ್ ಆತ್ಮಪ್ರಸಾದ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಷನ್ ಉತ ಮೊರೋವರ್ ಯತ್ರ ವೇರ್ ದರ್ ಈಸ್ ಗುಣೇಶು ಇನ್ ದ ಮೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಅಸಂಗ ನೋ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಕೈವಲ್ಯ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಸಮ್ಮತ ಅಪ್ರೂವ್ಡ್ ಪಥ path, to, but, atha, therefore, bhakti yoga, devotional service, kaha, who, nirvritaha, absorbed in, harikatasu, in the transcendental topics of the Lord, ratim, attraction, na, shall not, kuryat, do. Translation. By Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki? Please repeat. Transcendental knowledge in relation with the Supreme Lord is knowledge resulting in the complete suspension of the modes and whirlpools of the material modes. Such knowledge is self-satisfying due to its being free from material attachment and being transcendental. It is approved by authorities. Who could fail to be attracted? Again, transcendental knowledge is in relation with the Supreme Lord. Hari is knowledge resulting in the complete suspension of the waves and whirlpools of the material modes. Such knowledge is self-satisfying due to its being free from material attachment and being transcendental. It is approved by authorities. Who could fail to be attracted? Purport by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki? Please hear. According to Bhagavad Gita 10.9, the characteristics of pure devotees are wonderful. The complete functional activities of a pure devotees are always engaged in the service of the Lord. And thus, the pure devotees exchange feelings of ecstasy between themselves and relish sensual bliss. This transcendental bliss
his experience, even in this stage of devotional service, devotional practice, sadhana, bhakti, if properly undertaken under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, and in the mature stage, the developed transcendental feeling emanates in relation of the particular relationship with the Lord by which a living entity is originally constituted, up to the relationship of conjugal love with the Lord, which is estimated to be the highest transcendental bliss. Thus, bhakti yoga, being the only means of God realization, is called Kaivalya. Srila Jiva Goswami quotes the Vedic version in this connection and establishes that Narayan, the personality of Godhead, is known as Kaivalya, and the means which enables one to approach the Lord is called the Kaivalya Pantha, or the only means of attainment of Godhead. This Kaivalya Pantha begins from Shravana, or hearing, these topics that refer to the personality of Godhead, and the natural consequence of hearing such Harikatha is established with the transcendental knowledge, which causes detachment from all mundane topics, for which a devotee has no taste at all. For a devotee, all mundane activities, social, political, become unattractive, and in the mature state, such a devotee becomes uninterested even in his own body, and what to speak of bodily realities. In such a state of affairs, one is not agitated by the waves of the material modes. There are different modes of material nature, and all mundane functions in which a common man is very much interested and in which he takes part becomes unattractive for the devotee. This state of affairs is described herein as Pratinivritta Gunarmi, and it is possible by Atma Prasad, or complete self-satisfaction. Without any material connection, the first-class devotee of the Lord attains the stage of devotional service, but despite his loftiness for the Lord's satisfaction, he may play the voluntary part of a preacher of the Lord's glory and devoted all into the devotional service, even mundane interest, just to give the neophytes a chance to transform mundane interest into transcendental bliss. Rup Goswami has described this action of a pure devotee as Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagyam Uchyate. Even mundane activities dovetailed with service to the Lord are also calculated to be transcendental or approved Kaivalya affairs. Jaya Sri Prabhupada Ki. Om Adnana. Vandeham Guruho Sriyuta Pada Kamalam. Everybody who doesn't open the mouth. Sagar Jatam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Tanvitavsha. हे कृष्ण करुणा दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका राधा कंस तप्त कंचन गौरांगे धनेश्वरी Thank you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. Om Shri Vibhushita Karan. Navaneer Dapat Pitambarat Arunabimba Paladharushtat Pundendu Mukhat Aravinda Netrat Krishnat Param Kimapitatvam Aham Najane Krishnat param kimapi tatvam aham na jane Krishnat param kimapi tatvam aham na jane Krishnat param kimapi tatvam aham na jane The transcendental nature of the Lord is very nicely described in this verse. Vamsi vibhushikaran. Vamsi means flute. Vibhushita. His lotus hands are decorated by the flute. Vamsi vibhushitakaran. Navaneera dabhat. And his bodily hue is like the wattle-laden cloud, new wattle-laden cloud. Navaneera Dabha. Then his pitambar, the yellowish saffron pitambar, amber, vastra, is non-different from his being spiritual. Everything regarding Krishna is forced to be spiritual. We can never remain material as soon as something is connected to Krishna. And that's why the devotees of the Lord, maybe in the beginning you fight, but even then they have a completely different look. As soon as you utter Krishna's names, Krishna Param Kimapi Tatvam Aham Na Jane, you just come to this conclusion that I don't know anything apart from Krishna. Then Krishna himself works on our whole being and we are completely satisfied. That's the first installment. Yastvatma ratireva syad atma tuptasya manava atmani eva santushtra tasya karyam na vidyate. Beautiful in Bhagavad Gita it says. Yastvatma ratireva syad atma tuptasya manava. This Manava is coming from Manu. We are the descendants of Manu. That's why we are known as Manava. And Manu, Man means mind. Manu is born from Brahma's mind. That's why he is known as Manu. And Manu being the first created being from the mind of Brahma has given us Manu Sanhita, the instructions how to stay in this world. In this Manu Sanhita, our whole existence is directed to the satisfaction of Krishna. Sanushtita dharmasya samshuddhir hari toshanam atha pumbir dvija srishta guna karma vibhagasa atha pumbir. We are all pumbir. We are all living entities. He says, Svanushtitasya dharmasya. Here dharma is the meaning prescribed duty. We all have, according to our age and varna, we may be brahminical in our activities, or we may be like kshatriya, military class, or maybe like Vaishya be doing business and farming or something, or seva, paricharyatmakam. These are the varnas. According to age and the varna, we have to be fixed in the prescribed duties. There is no other way. Chaturvarnam maya srishtam is how created all these 8 divisions. 4 are our social divisions and 4 are our bodily divisions. And all these divisions are very much essential. Unknowingly we are in these divisions. And then how to develop yasya atmaratihi? We must be attracted to the self. And soul, as we know, is transcendental by nature. Qualitatively, it is same with Krishna, but it is infinite, very small. And because of its inferior size, we may have the same quality in a minute quantity. But we have, as Krishna is a supreme transcendental figure, we also have our own figure, spiritual figure, is completely transcendental. And from that figure, we develop the gross figure, which is known as body. Or there are subtle gross elements, which we carry always, and there is mind, intelligence, and ego. And with all these 8 things, the gross body, body of 5 elements, plus subtle elements, mind, intelligence, and ego, we are advised by Krishna himself, yastu atmaratihi. He has been attracted to the transcendental nature of our soul and super soul. This we must do. It doesn't matter how and where you are situated in the setup of 8 things. There's 4 ashramas and 4 varnas. Everybody has to perform some duty. There is no need of running away from the duty. But the art in performing the duty is that some or the other, they should be dovetailed to Krishna. And how to do it is our own question, because we are differently situated. All the activities, they are coming from the Supreme Lord. Mattaha sarvam pravartate. Everything is emanated from me, he says. If everything is emanated from him, our duties are also coming from him. And it is coming from him, they should be very well able to satisfy him. Any work you do, and you do immaculately well, without keeping any diversion in our mind, is the way to satisfy him. Anything done in the best way satisfies Krishna. Yastu atmaratihi. Then you come to the first stage. Yastu atmaratihi. Unknowingly you are attracted to the transcendental nature of our own existence and the super soul. That is a localized Paramatma, as it is known as. It is a localized aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As soon as you come to this stage, then rati atmaratihi, the attraction to the transcendence, is established. And always these shastras, they touch our practical life. Now the difficulty in activities performed for the satisfaction of Krishna and not for the satisfaction of Krishna, there is only difficulty in 3 modes of material nature. And as in this verse, is very nicely described. Yada a prati nivritta gunor vichakram. These waves of material nature, and particularly the whirlpools, they should be avoided. Prati nivritta, complete suspension of these things must be there. How to do it is everybody's question, because everybody is situated in different statuses. The karma, the fruitive activities, go on changing according to our age. Some other way you have to come out these waves. The material nature waves are already there. Because we are very small, quite a fraction of spiritual spark we have, is bound to be covered by the modes of material nature. As soon as you touch the material life, you are bound to be covered by modes. And there are waves of it. Again and again and again, these waves come. You know, Prabhupada was telling one story that there was one boy, a young boy. He wanted to take bath in the ocean. So he went and sat on the beach. For the whole day he was sitting there. So people asked him in the evening that, why are you waiting here for long? He said, I want to take bath in the ocean. He said, go and take a dip. What stops you? He said, no, no. These waves are coming, you know. So as soon as the waves stop, I'll take bath. This is our condition. We are consumed by these continuous waves. And we are bound to be, because we are a very, very small spark, bound to be covered by modes of material nature. But those who are, through the names of Krishna, are very nicely connected to Krishna, they know that they are being consumed by the modes of material nature. There is a difference between the ordinary living entity and us. Just we are sitting here, just by coming to this place, you have known that you are under the influence of the modes of material nature. But somewhere there, by hearing Shravanam, you have just come to this place. And just till you are sitting here, you are out of the modes. As soon as you go out of the hall, again the same waves. And waves doesn't matter. We may have waves and again disappear, again waves are there. But the whirlpool is very bad. This Duryodhana was completely entangled into the whirlpool. Not only that, he was angry towards Pandavas. These are the waves of the material nature. Always upset towards Bhima, you know. So Bhima used to take all these 100 Kauravas to the forest, and he will allow them to climb the trees, and as soon as they are all on the tree, he will just move the trunk. And like a fruit, they will fall down. These are the waves. But Duryodhana was entangled there. Unless I destroy this Bhima, I will not be satisfied. This is whirlpool. We are already under the influence of modes of material nature, and again we are completely consumed by the whirlpool. In a whirlpool, is a water goes round and round and round. Some obstruction is there in the flow of the water. Maybe it's a big stone, so water will just go round and round. It won't flow. So our life also goes around this whirlpool of the modes of material nature. And for the whole of lifetime, Duryodhana was consumed by this whirlpool. And somehow or the other he wanted to destroy Bhima and then Pandavas. But these whirlpools are very dangerous. Once it so happened that Pandavas were staying in the forest. And near that place, there was Kaurava's ranch, big ranch, and millions of cows were there. So Duryodhana wanted to go there with a big army with him and to destroy Pandavas, to show the Pandavas how powerful he is, you know. And he wanted to show that he is the only one. These are wretched people. So this was the whirlpool. He was not satisfied with sending Pandavas to the forest. But again, in the forest also, he wanted to create some disturbance. This is whirlpool. And as soon as he decided to do it, then Dhritarashtra will not allow him to go near Pandavas. Dhritarashtra had a bit of soft corner for Pandavas. And he had to ask Dhritarashtra permission. So he had uncle Shakuni. He was cunningly clever. So he said, hey Duryodhana, you go to your father and tell him that you want to count the cows. Every year they will count the cows, how many cows here. So it was time for counting the cows. So and then Dhritarashtra will have to allow you. So Duryodhana went and asked father that we have to count the cows, it's high time now. we must count our cows and know how many cows are there. So I have to go there with the big army with me. So Dhritarashtra said, you can go for counting the cows, what is the need of big army? I said, so many cows are there, we have to control them. I require so many people with me. Somehow or the other, he was in the wave of the modes of material nature. And he wanted to be entangled again in the whirlpool of revenge. This is a natural effect. Here the complete suspension of the modes is recommended. We suspend. You know, somebody does some mischief and he is suspended. He is not sacked. He is suspended. Again maybe he might be taken back to the job. This is suspension. And the best we can do is to try for complete suspension of the modes. But they will not go away. They will be there all the time. So Duryodhana is best example that again and again he was advised to suspend the complete influence of the modes, and even then he will be consumed. Dhritarashtra was favorable to Pandavas. So he said, there is no need, now we have banished them, enough now, we should be satisfied. So there is no need of creating trouble again. This was the best part of Dhritarashtra. But this fellow wanted to create the whirlpool of the modes. In the whirlpool he decided that he will go with big army and Karna and Shakuni, and they will try to show their valor to the Pandavas who were staying on the other side of the field. So as planned they started and they went there. And Duryodhana wanted to show this great might to the Pandavas and show them that they are Arjuna and Ma. Hey son, are you sleeping? Please go and take rest. I mean, this, as soon as this happened, then he wanted to go near the Pandavas. He didn't want to count the cows, you know. So what happened that he sent his few men before, in front of Pandavas, just to reach them at the other side. It so happened that the powerful men had already put their tent near the side of the Pandavas. So they stopped the Duryodhana's men. They said, you can't go ahead, you know. This is our territory. So they went back to Duryodhana and said, somebody is obstructing our way, we can't reach there. So he was again very upset. Again the waves of the modes of material. And the whirlpool was that constantly he wanted to harm the Pandavas. He couldn't unpeg himself from this whirlpool. This is a tragedy in our life. Waves we may tolerate some time, but if the sanity prevails and if there is some culture like this, then we may come out of the waves. But as soon as we are entangled in the revengeful attitude, it's a whirlpool. And then our time is wasted. This body has a set time. And in that time only we have to plan how to disturb them and how to take revenge. So this is completely ridiculous for the living entity. But if we go along with the whirlpool, then we cannot get out and maybe we may drown. That's what happened to Duryodhana. Duryodhana was very angry that who stops me? I'm the biggest king on the planet. So he himself went with some army and he was also stopped. And he had to fight with those people. And they were military, very nicely equipped. And there was a big fight in between them. Eventually Duryodhana lost and he was arrested by them. See this whirlpool? Completely he lost everything. As soon as he was arrested, he wanted them to release him. So there was nobody to fight with for him. So he started crying loudly. And loud cries were heard by the Yudhishthir on the other side of the field. So he said, hey, or Duryodhana is crying, I think. So Bhima said, you forget about him. He has so much insulted us. Don't worry, let him cry. No, no, he said no. It's our duty, he's our cousin. He's very dear to me. So please go, you and Arjuna, and find out who is it. So eventually Yudhishthir sent. See, Yudhishthir was out of the waves of modes of material nature. And certainly not under the whirlpool of the modes. This is the difference. In the difficulty, he wanted to help Duryodhana, even though he had done so much wrong to Pandavas. This is the yastha atmani eva santushta. He was completely satisfied in any situation with his own transcendent nature and the transcendent nature of Krishna. So then he didn't have to nourish the enmity towards the living entity. The sanity in the devotee population is that we don't have any enmity anywhere. We don't keep all this rubbish in our mind, because our whole mind is covered by Hari Katha, you know. We don't have place there for anybody. This is our position. And the more you try to do this, the more you will be away from these modes and whirlpool. Eventually they went there and they fought with the death party, and eventually Duryodhana was released. Duryodhana was completely ashamed. Road carriage just went back to his Hastinapur. Please, this is the thing. Instead of showing some valor to the Pandavas, he had to be grateful to the Pandavas. But again, the Moors will not allow us to be grateful. And this is our position also. So many living entities do so many things for us. We are really indebted to so many living entities. And even there we are ungrateful. Ungrateful attitude will destroy your devotional service. What a little devotional service you have. Please, always be grateful. Always be humble. Humility will give you the idea of the gratefulness. And more so towards our elders and parents, no doubt. Don't look to them what they are, but you should be very grateful to them. Then those who have helped us, again be grateful to them. Please, everything could be achieved by this Pratadnam, it is known as in Bhagavatam. That if you are really humble in your attitude, everything will be coming to you. Always cultivate the patience. And if you are really patient, then the modes will not affect you. We are already in the waves. We cannot help. We are already there. Our bodily existence has to be the material existence. Can we live for a single second? Till we have these bodies, I want to stay somewhere. I want to take shower. I want to eat something. All our necessities have to be met. How can we live this existence? And this existence without fail is in the ocean of the waves of modes of material nature. But we don't mind at all. We are in the motion of the modes, but our attention is towards the Supreme Living Being. And that's why we just care for Him, nothing else and nothing more. As soon as we come to this conclusion, practically we live our life ideally. And as soon as the life becomes ideal, the result is satisfaction. It doesn't matter what you are performing. As soon as you are satisfied, then you are nearer to Krishna. And then again remember that this satisfaction is not all in all. We are trying to satisfy ourselves. But this is not all in all. As soon as you are satisfied, this is the beginning of the transcendent bliss. Satisfied means we are out of the influence of the modes. And that gives us Jai, young ones, come this side. Come here, come. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. How are you? Hare Krishna. Chant Mahamantra. You dear, what is your name? Chant to you. Hare Krishna. Bula? Hare Krishna. Come on. Hare Krishna. Loudly. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. You didn't speak out. Speak out. Are you crying? Mommy? Where is my mommy? She's very upset. Come on. Anyway, let her go. She is completely alien in an alien atmosphere. Anyway, we are also in alien atmosphere. Ours is a spiritual nature and we are caught hold in this material nature. And we are crying like, mommy, mommy. So far as we are crying correctly, yeah, that crying is all right. That is known as kirtan. If you are wild in crying, then you destroy yourself. And please, try to take care of these things. And as I was telling that as soon as we are satisfied to be out of these waves of modes of material nature, then we are satisfied. And everybody around us also are satisfied. And this satisfaction, I told you, is not all in all. So satisfaction is needed. But we have to go to the first floor. So stairs are very important. But stairs are not all in all. We have to use the stairs always to go upstairs. But we don't sit on the stair. Oh, it's very nice, you know. You are very important to me. No, you have to go to first floor. So please, the satisfaction is not all in all. This is the beginning of the going upstairs. There is transcendental bliss. And as soon as the blissful nature is there, it goes on increasing, expansion is there. And in these things again, we have to come out of whatever remaining modes are there. So by two ways we can come out. And first we should cultivate neutrality. The duality doesn't affect us. Misery and happiness is same. Long and short is same. No duality affects us. There is neutrality. And as soon as the neutrality is there, we may try to be equal to all the living entities. We are not affected that this one is not related to me and that one is related to me. This duality is completely absent. And we try to be equipoised. And as soon as you do this, then you go ahead again. And at this stage, Krishna may taste you again. And then if he is merciful, then you reach the final destination. This is completely suspension of the modes. And those who remain in this situation all the time, they are Yudhishthira. They Yudhi means the battlefield also, he is Thira, he is steady. We are also in the battlefield. You have to struggle to earn your bread and butter or whatever. But you are completely steady. This is the way to attain the highest point in our devotional service. We are all trying, I don't know how long for, we'll be going trying. But please always hear, perform some kirtan, go on preaching, and try to attract the living entities so that they can be liberated from these clutches of the modes of three modes of body. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada ki. Any questions? Nice, isn't it? Do you want to recite Hare Krishna mantra? Lovely. Hare Krishna. She's looking at us. All of you together. Come on. Hare Krishna. Hare. Very nice, very nice. Nice to see you. Keep on chanting. Hare Krishna. Come on, raise your hand. Hare Krishna. Come on, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Loudly, loudly. You don't raise. Raise your hand. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Come on, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Not like this. Like this. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Ram.
Hare Ram.
Hare Ram.
Hare Ram.
Ram Ram.
Hare Hare.
This is shortcut to Krishna. All these stages are over then. Please remember this. Hare Jai Shri Prabhupada. Have anything to do? Hare Jai Shri Prabhupada.